President Trump's unpopularity is seen as a liability for Republicans in this year's elections, but not in West Virginia. He remains so popular there that Republicans in the state are tying themselves to Trump, hoping his reputation will help them defeat Democratic Senator Joe Manchin this fall. And shaking up the Republican primary is the former CEO of Massey Energy, who spent a year in prison. NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid reports.
Republicans are confident they've got the home court advantage here. In the 2016 election, West Virginia supported the president more than any other state. Trump got 69% of the vote. And so in this year's GOP Senate primary, the fight is kind of about your Trump credentials.
I'm the only candidate that actually endorsed President Trump in the May 2016 West Virginia primary.
That's Congressman Evan Jenkins. He's one of six Republicans vying for the Senate seat in next month's primary.
The president has come to my congressional district four times during his term of office in just a little over a year.
Jenkins used to be a Democrat, but even when it comes to his political conversion, he points to Trump as his role model.
Donald Trump once was a Democrat. I could not be a part of a party that put so many West Virginians out of work.
Jenkins is talking about the coal industry. It's been declining for years, but a lot of folks here blame President Obama and the Democrats for the loss of those mining jobs. In this Senate primary, there are half a dozen men running, but really the race comes down to three. Jenkins is the conventional choice, the one the local Chamber of Commerce endorses, the one who combs his hair into a classic politician side part. But it's the state's attorney general, Patrick Morrissey, who thinks he's got the real claim on Trumpism.
I think it's important. Someone who's worked with the president and has been able to help him on fight against sanctuary cities and unlawful amnesty. And we stepped up and we've helped him time after time.
Morrissey is intense, kind of fiery.
We need to reinvent Washington. We need to blow it up, not just change it, so we can reinvent it.
But if voters want an unconventional candidate, then they could look to Don Blankenship. If that name rings a bell, it's because he's a convicted coal baron who made headlines as the former CEO of Massey Energy. He spent a year in federal prison for violating safety laws after an explosion at one of his mines killed 29 men. For that, he shows no remorse. Instead, he paints himself as the victim, a sort of political prisoner.
Obama put me in the big house. So I've had different experience than anyone possibly could have.
After a campaign stop, I try to catch Blankenship on his way out the door. At first, he tells me he doesn't trust NPR. Then he tries to set the parameters.
You can ask me a question. You can't ask me about the explosion because I've answered that question for 8 years now.
I squeeze in a couple questions about the race before he leaves. Blankenship is dry and methodical on the stump. He talks about how he personally funded local Republicans across the state.
I've spent a lot of money helping resurrect the Republican Party, conservatizing the courts and so forth.
Blankenship is subdued, but zealous, with a desire to crush his opponents and win at all costs. In fact, he spent more than $1 million of his own fortune on ads, and that's pulled him into a tight three-way race in the polls. William Lemley, a voter in his 70s, is leaning toward Blankenship.
I think he reflects well with the values of West Virginia. And I think he thinks an awful lot like Donald Trump, whom I dearly love.
Of all the candidates, Blankenship is the one who mentions Donald Trump the least, but draws the most comparisons. The thing is, with voters here, some love him and others hate him.
We want Don Blankenship to shut up and leave us alone.
That's Gary Quarles. When we meet, it happens to be 8 years to the day he lost his son in that mine explosion. And he blames Blankenship. He says he likes Trump, but Blankenship is no Trump. In fact, he's such a wild card, he confounds even his opponents. Morrissey criticizes him for buying his way into this race.
It's easy to pop your numbers up when you're the only one on television.
Jenkins says Blankenship's just looking for payback.
Don Blankenship is out for Don Blankenship. This is a vendetta to try to seek revenge for his criminal prosecution.
But it doesn't matter why Blankenship is running. Whatever the reason, he's turned this West Virginia primary upside down. He has Washington Republicans worried that in the heart of Trump country, they could hand the race to the Democrats. Asma Khalid, NPR News.